How much of your music is like autobiographical? Obviously, the song we just talked about, Nothing to Say, you say it was birthed on that trip out west. I'm guessing that there is a good bit of your own personal experience in dancing in the minefields.
Oh, yeah. All of it. Yeah. Most of my songwriting is autobiographical because I just don't know what else I would really write about. And so the and yet, I've also, because of Behold the Lamb of God and the Resurrection Letters project, and some of the Slugs and Bugs stuff a little bit, that I have, I also love telling the scriptural, like putting scripture to music in one way or another. Like my songs, or my albums have a few songs, quite a few songs, like there's one called The Sower's Song on my two albums ago, that is one part autobiographical, but then the whole end of the song is almost verbatim Isaiah 55. And so I do love actually trying to like wrangle scripture into music. And the Resurrection Letters project, my last record, was just a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. And so there's something kind of wonderful. It's like taking a bath almost every year. When I do my normal concerts, you know, they're more just singer-songwriter concerts, and I talk about Jesus, and I talk about, you know, my life and the way he has redeemed me. And but it's, you know, there's a lot of autobiographical stuff. And then when we get to December, I put all those songs to bed, and the band and I go out and we sing Behold the Lamb of God, which is just this musical rendition of the story of the incarnation. And so it's so nice to have every year, like almost like a reset, where I'm reminded that the most interesting thing about my story is not me.
Yeah.
The most interesting thing about my story is Jesus. And so every year you get this chance to recenter and readjust the compass. And now that the Resurrection Letters things happen, I'm doing these like yearly Easter tours where, you know, I'll do some songs of my own, but then it's like, actually the thing I really want to tell you about is the truth of the resurrection of Jesus. So, yeah, it's a combination of those two things, I think.